Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Dell, along with Tyler Cito, here for you. But we are, Dell and I are here live at Prime Social, and we want you to come on by and hang with us. We got what, five tables? We got here this morning, five tables going on?
Yeah, I drove in early. We can get into that story, why I was here so early and why it took every minute of that. And I was like, huh, the degenerates are out today.
It's not called degenerate.
Well,
it's fun-loving people. It's people who, well, they have actually lives and lives that are worth living.
And that's why they're here in the middle of the night?
Yes, that's okay. Why they're here all night gambling.
Okay.
Our good friend over there that we know well, I'm not going to mention his name. He's here every Thursday and Friday morning.
Someone called you and Lance donkeys as I was being walked into. I walked in the building, so I'm here from the radio station ESPN 975. He goes, oh, you work with those two donkeys. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. They're donkeys.
Yeah, we're donkeys. Yeah. E-or. That's right. We're donkeys. And you know what? Loving it. You know what a donkey is? It's the burro at the table that everybody, the guy who doesn't know how to play, that everybody takes advantage of takes his money.
So you guys get taken advantage of?
That's what the donkeys are. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we are. And what?
I would try to change that narrative.
It's
the two guys who get taken advantage of.
I hope everybody thinks I'm a donkey. Okay? Then bring it.
Well, that guy, I forgot his name, he said you would know who he was. I guess maybe he's the only one who calls you a donkey, or does everyone call you donkeys?
I'm pretty sure a lot of people call me donkey. He's not alone.
Maybe he gave me the name, but he goes, they know who I am. Tell those two donkeys what's up.
So I walk in, and I'm just sitting. I mean, the first hand that I'm watching for our friend, he's behind, there's a Pot Limit Omaha game. And it goes around $6, and then somebody raises to 25, then somebody raises to 125, then the bet is 1,000, then the bet, it was like, oh my God, they're pushing all in. It had to be a pot of about $7,000 or $8,000, and a straight, they ran it twice, one guy's all in, blah, blah, bing, and two pair wins. And you're like, what the bleep? What are you guys doing? You're just throwing thousands of dollars.
I understand there's money being thrown around, but all that was like, meh, meh, meh.
Wah,
meh,
wah, 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 wah.
I understand people lost money, people won money, but it's
yes.
A lot of meh, meh,
wah, 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 wah.
I heard two pairs, and I guess that was.
You don't know anything.
That's a low,
okay.
That's a low people, combination to win or something.
People out there that have lives understand what I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
And the action. And you know Steve.
Yes.
Savannah Banana or whatever his name is.
Florida State fan Steve. That's
yes,
what I call him.
Yeah, I know. His name rhymes. I don't know what his name is. Cootie Booty, whatever his name is.
That's a terrible combination.
Well, it could be. I don't know what his name is. No one knows because it rhymes. That's all I know. He'll tell you he was in Vegas. He'll tell you that Houston action is as good as anywhere. As anywhere. I mean, if you're looking for action, especially here at Prime, where in Vegas you're not going to find a poker room that's still got four or five tables going. That's how good this is. So if you're looking for a place to play, come get some. We got the $10,000 guarantee today at noon. And if you're working after noon on Friday, you need to check your – you know what? Your life sucks, okay? You need to be here.
Well, you got to understand, you're talking – but you're a guy who never works an afternoon. You come from a place where no afternoons are worked.
Well, yeah.
Right. So you really shouldn't be able to talk. This should be coming from guys who work four afternoons a week, and then, oh, hey, dummy, you should get Friday off like I do. You could say that to everybody. Hey, if you're working Friday, if you're working afternoons, your life sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not fair for you to say it.
Well, no, but yes, your life sucks if you're not playing golf in the afternoon or poker or drinking.
But the
or
point
whatever
is,
it is,
you think anyone who works any afternoons sucks?
Yeah, right.
Their life sucks.
Yes, their life sucks. There's nothing we can do about it. Okay, there's nothing we can do about it. Anyway, we are live here at Prime Social, and if your life sucks, well, then get a new life or get over here and let's play some poker. Like I said, 10,000 guaranteed. We had 10,000 guaranteed. One week we had 27,000 in the pot that we were splitting up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So this is the best place to be every Friday, 10,000 guaranteed. We got a domino. By the way, there's spots open in the domino tournament. And, you know, it's going to be one-on-one, 128 players back and forth. You get, you know, single elimination, get your ass in there. They're going to do it bracket style like the NCAA tournament. And we'll see who the best damn domino player is in this city. And that's tomorrow. We'll find out how they work that out a little bit later in the show. So we got that going on. We also got 58 points last night. I picked a good day to write an article how James Harden shouldn't score anymore.
That was poor planning on your part.
That was, you know what? I picked the wrong. Although I will say this, I mean, without Kenneth Faried and Eric Gordon, right? Those two guys hurt out. You're like, oh crap! And this is a back-to-back situation, which means Chris Paul is going to have to play in a back-to-back situation because Eric Gordon isn't there. Then all you got, you know what? You got it. Was back to okay. We need James Harden, and guess what? When you put up 32 shots and score 58 points, you're pretty efficient. And this has been, you know, and it's James Harden. I know he was 3 for his previous 31 threes, which is really, really, really terrible, which is under 10%. That's really, really, really bad. And then last night he said, well, watch this. Just watch me here. 8 for 18, 16 for 32, 18 from 18 at the line, 58 points. And now, but at the end of the game, again, I mean, you know, you needed to have the moving the ball, and Chris Paul came up with a huge basket at the end that really helped them secure the win. They beat the Heat. It was, you know, it's the Heat. They're
not even they're a bad basketball. Yeah. Well, they're now 7 games under 500, so I would say not a good basketball team. And the Rockets' issue, outside of James being spectacular, is their defensive performances are going to lend to James having to do that when it's not a night for everybody else. When you let the Heat put up almost 70 points on you in the first half, team who's not a high-scoring basketball team, a team who played last night, now you did too, but they traveled in from Miami to play you. It's not like they had a couple days of rest to hang out in Houston. You got it.
Right.
You don't get stops. It turns into James has to be a Superman to win games.
Stops. The Heat shot 52% from the field, 54% from three.
And that came down in the fourth quarter, and the Rockets, I think, she maybe held them to 20 points or so because the Heat don't really win with skill. They went with effort and execution, and at some point, that energy you put out is going to dissipate in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. See what the Rockets do. They have two great guys in one-on-one basketball, so even if things aren't going well offensively, execution-wise, you just hand the ball to James or Chris, and they'll do something nice to either get you a bucket or get to the line. The Heat don't have that type of player, so at some point, the energy of trying to beat the Rockets with effort dissipated, and the Rockets were able to get a good fourth quarter defensively going, but it was awful. The Heat, the likes of Deion Waiters and Justice Winslow has actually improved this year, but he had 17 or not going into the fourth quarter. It was ugly for the Rockets defensively for the first three quarters.
Well, and Dragic, he played well. Olenek played well.
Yeah.
You're right. You got in the NBA, you got to have talent. You know, talent wins out. But to be that far down and to have to outscore them by 15 to win the game in the final quarter, this is a funny team. Either they've got a huge lead and they blow it, or they're down huge and they come back and win. I can't. This is a very difficult team to figure out.
I don't know what they are, because we could bank on them at least defensively, even when they struggled. Like, you remember in the series against Utah, they weren't great offensively. In fact, they weren't great offensively leading probably until they got to Golden State, and that was actually a defensive series as well. The last 20 or so games, Chris Paul was out, James was resting, all that type of stuff. So things weren't going spectacularly for them offensively. They beat Utah after getting by the first round in Minnesota with their defense. And I don't think I can say that about this team this year. I don't think if they struggle offensively in a series, they would win a series.
No.
Not the way they're playing defense right now.
No. And again, I sure would like to see them for five games in a row at full strength, right?
Yeah.
You come up with we can't have – I think Steve's name rhymes with Fareed. I'm pretty sure.
Fuzzies? Is that his name?
I don't know. Kareed, Sareed, or something. I don't know. Washeed, something. He's, you know, I don't know. I like Cootie Booty better.
That's not a name for a man or anyone, to be honest with you.
It kind of is. But Kenneth, you know, I hope this stuff. You got a hip injury. Gordon's got a leg injury. This stuff has got to stop. We got to have a team that this team needs a good month to start to feel good, to get into a rhythm. You know, you can't have. I love the way that they were playing, and now all of a sudden you got this crap again. So let's hopefully, Eric. But you know what? At some point, I mean, with Chris Paul playing 34 minutes last night, that's a terrible thing.
And Eric Gordon, he kind of removed some of that stigma of not playing a lot of games last year. Some of that is back this year, which is kind of what his career has been. He doesn't consistently play 70-plus games. We'll see what he does the rest of the way, and whether that was just precautionary or is this something that's going to be bothering him the rest of the way. They're a team that on a night tonight, you don't know what you're going to see. You know you're going to get probably an elite effort from James. Certainly 58 points isn't what you expect all the time, but if you can't get stops, we're going to have to hope James does James things. And you know, in the playoffs against better opponents, you don't expect that to happen. But if they can find a defensive identity where they can lean on that a little bit, I think it changed the course of their season.
What are you talking about? What did you just say?
Defensive identity.
What is wrong with
you? I've said it multiple times that this team is who they are.
That's the dumbest thing
I've ever heard. And they're going to have highs and lows, but find a way to lean on your defense.
Yeah.
And it changes who you are as a team and potential as well.
Whatever. Okay, there goes you just lost all credibility.
Look, you look at the
defensive identity.
The last three teams they played, I know we were talking about the Hawks, and they kind of played the Hawks were the worst of the three, but the dregs of the East. We attributed the first one to Trae Young went off, and then they have the Hornets have a spectacular dynamic guard in Kemba. Who did the Heat have? Who could you point to at the Heat and go, that's a guy who we expect to light him up? Because it wasn't one guy. It was 4 or 5.
Well, yeah. When you're shooting 50+% from the field, everybody's lighting you up.
Well, why are they shooting 50+% from the field?
The Rockets don't pay. I mean, let's not forget, Kenneth Fareed was hurt, okay?
That's probably not the reason.
That's exactly the reason.
Because he doesn't guard
defensive
perimeter
stalwart.
Players.
Oh, really. Yeah. Olenek would have had zero against Farshid, or whatever his name is. So, listen, here we go. We are live at Prime Social. Want you to get in. Hey, it's a holiday show. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock today. The Usual Suspect's going to be out here all the show. So, come on right up until the Blitz at 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. So, you're looking for some place to go. Let's go. Get here. Hang out with us here at Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer. Westheimer and Stony Brook right off west of Voss right here on Westheimer. All right, 713-780-3776. Come hang with us. I got to talk right now, though, about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's my guy over there. That's Sean Clay Wolf. He's unbelievable. You, my friends, it's ridiculous if you are going to sell your vehicle and not going to check out what it's worth at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Find out the max value, because that's what you're going to get, the max value. And if not, if CarMax or Texas Direct Auto beat it, beat John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com, then, my friends, you're getting $100. They got to beat it, okay? If it's the same, but why would you not want to know? When you go to the dealership, you're armed with the best price, and you go, wait a minute, you guys, because that's what they do. They're going to screw you on your trade-in. That's what they're going to do, because that's where they make their money. So they're going to, oh, well, we'll give you $1,000 off over here, but all we can give you for your trade-in is this. No. Give me the $1,000 off on the new car, and give me the most I can get for my trade-in. And okay, you don't want to do that? You don't want to give me that for my trade-in? I'll do the deal through the dealership with GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's the best. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance is not here today. He is at the Combine working, so got that going on.
Which combine person will wow them because his hands are the right size this today? Who are we measuring today?
Yeah, no, yesterday was all about that. Okay,
so we don't care about today's hand sizes?
Yesterday was all about measurements.
Because quarterbacks are involved, and Drew Lock's hands were apparently smaller than people would like, so now they have to go watch him in bad weather games, see if he can handle the football.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's exactly what
you're getting.
So if you thought you had seen enough Drew Lock film, you were wrong. Go watch some more because he has tiny hands for a quarterback.
What did he measure it into?
I think at nine even, which people aren't fans of.
So Kyler has got bigger hands.
Smaller arms, bigger hands.
Well, he's got Velociraptor arms.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Lance was so worried about that. His little Velociraptor arms won't be able to throw the ball. I don't know. I kind of saw him in college.
I felt like he was okay.
I kind of felt like he could throw the ball all right. Pretty accurate on the run. He's got great touch.
He does. And that's something underrated, I think. I know arm strength. I think people have kind of come around on that whole arm strength thing. It's important. You want guys who can make the throws. But
he's got that.
But he's got plenty of that. Mm. And the touch, I think, is more important. His ability, I think not that I'm a quarterback guy because I don't do that for a living, but guys who can throw off platform, guys who don't need it to be perfect to make a play. Now, the comp that he always gets will be Russell Wilson. But that's a guy who doesn't always need it to be on platform. Aaron Rodgers is another one, I think. I mean, the guy who's exceeded that, is not great at that, but still a great quarterback, maybe the best overall, Tom Brady. Tom Brady isn't a great off-platform guy, but the ball gets out so quickly, he never has to worry about it.
No.
But Kyler Murray probably won't have some of Tom Brady's advantages, so throwing off platform is going to be a big deal, and he's good at doing that.
Yep. It'll be interesting to see what stories come out. Like, who was it? DK Metcalf yesterday. His body fat is like unbelievably stupidly low.
Yeah, he didn't play much because of injury. But I saw.
I kind of feel like guys like Kiki QT and Will Fuller, and like DK Metcalf, they get hurt because they're in such unbelievable shape.
You know, there was a thought. I think the Dolphins were playing the Patriots once, and all the Dolphins were cramping up. It was our first game of the year, hot in September in Miami, and people are like, how could the Dolphins be cramping up? They're this team. How could they be getting injured? They're the team that should have all the advantages of playing in the sun. It's like, well, they're too damn lean. Being lean, obviously, is a good thing, but sometimes you're too lean. And we know they're tightly wound, particularly Kiki QT. Will Fuller probably as well. Hamstrings are always going to be a problem with him.
Yeah.
Now, last year was a bigger injury, but maybe they're Too lean and too tight.
Yeah. They are, honestly.
You're in too good of shape.
Yes, no, if you're that fast and your hamstrings are that tight,
anything.
Guess what's going to happen? Snap.
Yep.
Chris, I don't think that's the case with Chris Paul.
I feel like there's a different thing going on with Chris Paul.
I kind of feel like Chris Paul.
Maybe that's just wear and tear.
He's going to blow up when he gets old. I just kind of feel that way.
Do you think the Rockets?
He's got the big gene.
See, we said this about Chris Paul, which seems obvious. You look at his brother and you see where it would go if Chris Paul wasn't actually playing basketball on a daily basis. But then you have James too, who's broad chested, barrel chested. Well, the Rockets have when we have like a Rockets anniversary, like, oh, let's bring the old timers back, and they're like
20 years.
Six, 20 years. Well, they have the fattest backcourt.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think there's any question.
Like, if we had an old timers game with the current players in the NBA right now, 20 years from now, you just get let's get the best Rockets from the last 20 years and the best Heat members, the best Lakers. The Rockets have the fattest backcourt.
Yeah. There's no question in my mind that's going to happen. So we got some stuff. We got some baseball stuff to talk about here today. We'll talk about the odds for MVP and Cy Young. Those came out yesterday. But there's a story here about the player we should talk about more in 2019 on all 30 teams. And this guy, an Astro, is pictured as the guy for the Houston. Who do you think is the guy that we should be talking about more in 2019?
Well, I know it should be Tony Kemp, but I doubt he's on the list.
It's not Tony Kemp, surprisingly.
The Astro we
a
should
guy
be talking
who's
about.
A borderline
that's because
guy to
that's
make
because
the team.
AJ Hinch is bad at roster management. Yeah,
racism.
Well, you said that, not me. The Astro we should be talking about more. That's a difficult one because I feel like we talk about a lot of them. Is it a starting pitcher? A potential starting pitcher? It's not Colin McHugh, is it?
Nope. It's Gerrit Cole.
Why, they think there's a fall off coming?
No. They think that he is so good that he doesn't get nearly as much love as he should. And you know, I can see that. He's one of the my man crush on him is
it's deep.
I really, really believe that Verlander is going. I thought for sure this is why they brought Cole here. They had a couple of years left on the deal. Keuchel's going. Verlander's going. Lock this guy up long term. He's going to be the ace. You fill in around him with the Whitleys and the Martins or whomever the young guys are that are going to come up. And it looks like Whitley could be that guy. Now, this is the guy that you're going to surround. And yet they go. They go to arbitration with him over a couple million bucks. I'm like, are you kidding? He was – I honestly thought – and I said this. I think his number is 13, right in that neighborhood. And sure enough, that's what he wanted. They wanted to give him 11. Why are you doing that to a guy that you want to be your centerpiece? If – I think they do. I would hope they do.
You would imagine.
I would imagine after what he did. He 15-5, a 288 with 276 strikeouts.
Maybe the Astros are just like a wife who just likes to argue.
Well, they did that with Correa as well, over $750.
Maybe they just like being heard, John. You know, sometimes you're in a relationship and I just want to be heard. I know I may be off base. I just want to be heard sometimes.
No.
You sure they just don't want to be heard?
They don't want to just be heard.
It seems like it.
No, that seems stupid.
Because it seems like, women.
No, not, well... Oh, women, did you hear that?
I'm just taking the real role. That's all.
Dal said that.
That's all that is.
Oh, my Italian guy.
I just need to be real.
Guess who the player for the Toronto Blue Jays is that they're saying we're not talking about. We need to talk more about him.
Is it the Guerrero kid who won't be playing?
No, actually. It's Vlad Guerrero. Here's how it starts. Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette are the jewels of the Toronto farm system and understandably receiving a lot of hype. But the third son of a former All-Star is an intriguing prospect as well. After hitting 252, 388, 499, 26 homers, 100 walks, 20 steals, Kevin Biggio posted a .405 on base percentage in the Arizona Fall League. The left-handed batter is a second baseman by trade, but the Jays are grooming him into a Ben Zobrist type.
Look, this is fine. He could be a good player, and hopefully he is. Why would I hate on a Biggio? But where did the name Kevin come from? I know... Are the Biggios one of those group of parents or parents who like to name everything after like the first letter? Like it's always the same, like C?
I think
is that what it is?
Connor, Kevin.
Okay.
Just Clemens with K.
So, yeah, Clemens has the Ks.
But
Kobe.
Have you heard anyone called Kevin before?
No, so why can't we have different? Wait a minute.
Is that the Barkevius of middle infield?
Okay, hold on a second. If you're never going to question an African American name, well, just because dude is white, you're going to question Kevin. If he was an African American,
you would expect
would
that.
Would you even ask the question?
No, because
what is Kevin?
No, because that always happens. That's why. Of course I wouldn't question it, because I've heard enough of the name.
So Whitey can't name his kid
odd. I don't like using the term Whitey. Whitey.
I like to say Whitey.
I know you do. Whitey can name their kid anything. I just found it odd that Kevin would be the choice. Look, Barkevius is a thing. I'm not ever – look, Kevin Hart had this bit. Like, he and Ice Cube were going around doing the rounds for one of their movies, and someone over in England, they're like, how did you get the name O'Shea? Because Ice Cube's name is O'Shea. And he goes, Kevin Hart, look. That's what black people do. They like something someplace, and they just give their kid that name. They just give their kid that name without any real reason. They heard something, they like it. That's the kid's name.
Refrigerator.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was Kevin Hart's joke. Is that what the Biggios are doing? He heard Kevin someplace, liked it, and gave his kid the name. I like that. That's your name. I don't know why, but it's your name.
That's your name.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So why can't white people do that?
You can. I mean, it's your child.
Whitey can do it. Anybody whiter than Craig Biggio? No.
No. It just struck me as odd. Connor is a basic normal name.
Questioning names, okay? That seems odd to me for a college football fan.
No, that's true. Well, there's a kid named Lil Jordan, so yeah.
Okay.
who's going to be a good player.
Tyler, what did you say here? What do we got? Absolute marble and granite. How about that? How about Jeff Aronoff and absolute marble and granite? Because Jeff Aronoff, look at all the marble in here. And I'm going to tell you what, they're doing all kinds of stuff. And I've got to talk to Steve about this. They're doing all kinds of stuff on the patio outside. I don't know why they haven't called absolute marble and granite and Jeff Aronoff and brought him in here and said, listen, you're the only guy in the city that has granite or marble or tile. He's the only person I know. In this entire city. So how in the world are you getting this done outside when they're redoing the patio, they're doing unbelievable stuff, but they're not using Jeff Aronoff? I don't get it. It's impossible to get any marble or tile or granite or any of the hard stuff. He's rock hard. It's Jeff Aronoff. If it's rock hard, Jeff Aronoff is there, okay, right now at 713-880-2822. Have him come and look. If you're doing your outdoor patio, if you're doing a pool, if you're doing an outdoor kitchen, if you're doing new countertops, if you're doing new vanities or fireplace or whatever, he's the guy. Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Eric Cartman says, I had a lady bring up my food at Toyota Center once whose name was Synth Quinthia, but we're going to fixate on Kevin?
Look, shake
my head.
I've already brought it up. That Cinquinthia, you just okay. You expect that.
So
when you show up at Toyota Center and a woman who I'm just going to assume is an African American is named Cinquinthia, you're like, all right, I got it, you get it. But if a dude walks around, his name is Kevin, it just takes you back. It took me back a little bit. That's all. Taken aback. That's all. And I've moved on.
Whitey can't name his kid Kevin? Is that what you're saying?
If you decide to procreate and add to the population, you can name your child anything you want. I'm just surprised a guy named Craig decided on Kevin.
Okay, what would you name your kid?
I'm a nerd, so it'd probably be something literary. One of my favorite literary characters or something.
Tyrion?
No, that's no. I'm not naming him after the imp. No. I don't know. It probably
Ramsey Bolton.
My kid better live up to the name. Better start torturing people.
Darian Harris.
No, I'm not naming them after Game of Thrones characters. I did read those books, but I'm not naming them after him.
Khaleesi.
Nah, that's
Khal Drogo.
That's too big.
How about Khal Drogo?
Khal wouldn't be bad.
Khal.
Khal. Khal Olale.
Yeah.
It sounds like he is part of that tribe.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
What?
Khal Olale.
Better than Ola Delalele, whatever
your
name is.
Hey. That's a regal Nigerian name. Thank you.
Your initials are OO.
Yes, they are.
OO. No one's initials are OO.
Welcome to
Oscar
the new world, John.
Oscar Ontiveros. Okay.
Welcome to a new world, John.
No, nobody's. That's so.
Mine are.
I just realized this. OO.
Whose
initials are OO?
I don't know.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's not the dumbest thing you've ever heard. You will say something dumber in this segment.
Good one, Delvin. Kevin is the Barkevius for Whitey.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Kevin is just a name. We're going to have to ask Bijan about this.
How did that Look, I've never met anyone named Kevin. I'm sure they probably exist beyond his son. But C-A-V-A-N, that's a unique name, and he probably went for that for a reason. Where did Kevin come from? I swear he saw that somewhere, liked it, and grabbed it. What's the reasoning?
I think it might have come from the boots or something.
Cavender?
Something.
That'd be terrible.
I mean, it's short for Cavender.
That's terrible.
He's Cavin, short for Cavender. Because he really, really liked those boots or something. You don't know?
I got to see if that's
white people could like stuff, too, and name their kids after him.
Nah, that seems like a
black right?
thing. Kevin Thomas, which is back to the basics, Biggio. That's the name. I got it.
CT.
We got it. Next time you talk to him,
thank God his name
was an
E-Biggio because he'd be CTE. That would be terrible. Kevin Thomas. No, and he's a good baseball player.
Yeah, he is.
We're looking forward to it.
I just think the name Kevin. See, his brother's name Connor. Normal.
Right.
His sister's name Quinn. Normal. How did he get
with a
Kevin?
Q?
Yes, with a Q.
So they're not all C's.
No.
Oh.
So well, how did Kevin come?
I don't, maybe, well, that's maybe a, that's her. Maybe that's Bish's wife's name.
Maybe Patty Kevin. You
yeah.
think that's what it is?
We don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the mom's name, Patty. So it's not like they named the daughter after a Q because the mom's name was a Q. Quinn just came out of nowhere, apparently.
Yeah, like I got a buddy. He named his kid Lovett. And it's because her name, her maiden name was Lovett. And they're huge at Rice. He was one of the founders of Rice.
Oh.
So his first name is Lovett. You know, that's cool. And that's a possibility, Del. That's what Whitey does, too.
They do like to have the names live on in multiple ways.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what Whitey do. Okay. So, and yeah, and Lovett, trust me, he's white. Okay.
You didn't have to tell me. First you mentioned Rice, and then you mentioned the name Lovett. I didn't need any more information.
No. Yeah. No, there's no question. Whitey. 713-780-3776. Okay, so I mentioned this. AL MVP odds. Odds on favorite. The guy who always finishes up
Mookie
there.
Mookie Betts?
No. The guy who always finishes
Mike
up.
Trout.
Mike Trout. 3-1.
They're Betts. Still giving him that when they know he's going to be on an awful team. I guess that's baseball's thing. Baseball doesn't really care as much as the other sports.
He's won it or finished top three every or four every year, even though.
Baseball is unique in that regard. Yeah. You don't have to be a winner.
You don't have to be a winner.
No.
Betts is 4-1. Judge 10-1. Bregman 12-1.
How far down is Correa? I mean, not Correa, Altuve.
Altuve is. And then it's Ramirez 15-1. Then it's Altuve and Lindor at 18-1. I kind of feel like they're really disrespecting Jose Altuve here. Last year he fell off. No, last year he was injured.
He was not
he had
at full
knee.
Strength.
Guess what? This dude's coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah, healthy Altuve, I think he regained his spot as the best player on the team. But Bregman took that over because of injury. He played well, but I think Altuve back healthy, I think he regained that spot.
Have you seen any highlights from the Astros so far?
They're playing baseball?
Yes, they're playing baseball.
No, I'm aware of that, but no, I had that rant on Monday. I'm not doing it, man.
I'm not either. I'm not a big, I like to go eat peanuts,
yeah,
drink beer,
and
watch,
play golf.
But play golf. But I'm not doing that. I don't sit and watch spring games on TV. But I did see a highlight of Carlos Correa driving a ball into left center field, and I was like,
felt good about it, didn't you?
I felt great about it. Looked like dude was back on it, and if dude's back on it, with Bregman, Brantley, Altuve, Correa. This lineup is going to be holy crap.
I do think that's the one thing that gives me that I can get behind the
Astros. Oh, and by the way, Springer.
Yeah, that the Astros are going to win more games than anyone in baseball because that's their odds on to do that despite their pitching. Because I think Correa will be better than he was last year. Altuve hopefully will be healthy. You hope for Bregman. Maybe he's not the player he was all throughout last year, but reasonably close. And you add Brantley. I think their offense could be better. Catcher, but whatever.
Right. There's a dead spot in the lineup, which you could have filled with JT Realmuto, but you didn't.
Here we go.
Again. But you didn't. Oh, well. But you didn't. But again, and I heard Charlie talking about it. He's like, you know, if Cole and Verlander, that's as good. And I agree. I don't know that I'd take any 1-2 punch over Verlander and Cole. I don't disagree with that. But I don't know that any contender is weaker at 3-4-5.
Yeah, now, in a long, like, we expect this team to be in the playoffs. We expect them to hopefully go deep in the playoffs. In a long playoff series, I would like their chances less than others. Just because I don't know, when they got back to Verlander and Cole, where would they be? How racked would that bullpen be because their starters couldn't get through the fourth inning?
Well, by then,
you hope there's
Forrest
another.
Whitley is up.
You hope.
Yeah,
well, he should be.
You
find an answer someplace.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, and Jim Crane has said, hey, you guys, I don't know if you heard that there's still time to get guys. Okay?
Yeah,
so
that's
true. Let's everybody slow down.
Hey,
And I get that, but you know what? Jeff Luhnow wants to not give up anyone ever in a trade.
Are the Astros, as they're currently situated, good enough to not be panicking in June to go find a starting pitcher? Can that be something? Can an addition of a new starter be something about solidifying themselves for another playoff run as opposed to getting one to make sure they get to the playoffs?
I don't know that there is as urgent about this as and certainly now with McHugh hurt and with Josh James hurt as well. It just seems like, holy crap, look how thin it is, especially since there's absolutely zero chance that Forrest Whitley will be up with the team or Corbin Martin will be up with the team before, you know, the June deal goes on. I just don't think that they're nearly as urgent about this. I just you got 1-2, and then whatever, we'll out hit you in 60% of the games. And again, that's 60%.
That's
of the
a
games.
Lot of games.
That's a lot. Now I'll take Verlander and Cole against anyone in the postseason. But then, the Red Sox come up with Eovaldi, and who's your third guy? I mean. And the Yankees are coming up with Jay Happ and CeCe. And, I mean, it's like – or Paxton.
Man, the name
– Paxton is their third guy.
The name Jay Happ is
– Yeah, but he was 7-0.
No, I'm not crapping on him. I'm just remembering when Jay Happ was.
Yeah, he was pretty good here, though. I mean, he came on strong after he left.
He's a different guy.
All right, 713-780-3776, 743, live at Prime Social. If you're looking for a place to play, there's still games. There's still, we got three full tables going on still of Potlatch Omaha and Hold'em. If you're looking for a game, this is the place to be. Trust me, right here. Prime Social, 7801 West End.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Live at Prime Social, 7801 West Time. We got poker going on, baby. We got the $10,000 guaranteed tournament going on at noon. Hold'em tournament. It should be... I hope we get about 100 players. If we do, holy crap, what a good tournament. just good, clean fun.
When does Domino Talk start?
Domino Talk starts a little bit later in the show.
Is it going to be?
Hopefully when Raheel gets
here. Yeah, cause I can take a step back, go, you know.
No, you.
No, I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
You're not a Domino player?
No. No, I don't play craps either. I don't play dominoes. I don't.
You know, dominoes is big in the community.
Which community?
In the community. I don't know if
you
I know
like
that.
You. Can you give me a breakdown of that community?
Yeah. It's the community.
No, okay. I don't play dominoes. I don't gamble with my money.
Okay. That's why I'm part of the community.
Mm.
Okay. Because I play dominoes. I would like to play, but I'm going to the Cougs game on Saturday. Yeah, we're going to the game and watching UCF. Team is fun. I was asked yesterday on the TV show, do you think the Cougs can win at all? And I don't believe that they can, but I do believe they can be this year's Loyola or George Mason.
See, they won't even get that Loyola stuff because they'll probably be a three. But I get what you're saying, team from a non-Power 5. They're probably closer to a Wichita State, like a team people kind of respect. Not this year's Wichita State,
right,
but a team people respected in the past who thought could be dangerous. I see them as that. Now, Wichita State, probably, if you ask them, their best teams probably didn't live up to their expectations of what they could be in a tournament. But I think I could see them as that, a non-Power 5 with a lot of credibility who has a shot with a favorable start to get to a Sweet 16 and maybe Elite Eight.
Do you think that, or are we too close to this thing? Because I don't know that Houston is...
They haven't built.
No, now let's not forget they lost to a Final Four. They lost to a finalist last year,
in Michigan, the last second shot.
Yeah, so I mean they could have won that game, and Michigan goes away, and who knows what would have happened from. I don't think a lot of people realize that though. I think Wichita State built up their resume to the point where everybody was like, "Oh, this is a team now."
That's true, but it's just to find a comparison with them because Loyola an 11, I think that's what they were. I remember it actually. Quite clearly, because they had hit a last second shot to beat Miami in the first couple days of the tournament. I do believe they won't be looked at like that if they make a run, just because of what they've done. The LSU thing keeps getting better and better, and the fact that they've dominated the conference they're in, they're going to be looked at as a team that
a dangerous
three. Because Loyola was looked at as maybe they win a game. I think Houston is looked at as a team that a dark horse for a potential Final Four.
I think that here's the thing is when we're breaking down, you know, all the brackets, ESPN is going to be in love, and they're not going to sneak up on anybody because there are going to be it's a Billis or a Williams or whomever, these guys that are college basketball experts that are going to say, watch this Houston team.
Watch out for Houston.
Yeah.
Particularly if they run through the conference tournament and they wind up with this unbelievable record and their net rating, whatever it is still in the top four or five, that's going to be a team a lot of people point to. I don't think they're going to sneak up on anyone. In fact, I think there's a chance someone puts them on upset alert depending on who they see as a 14. Like if they're a 3 and they see a 14 that people think is a live person, they're going to be one of those teams you point to and go, don't sleep on this one, particularly if it's like some regional matchup. If they see Sam Houston State or whoever they might see, because we see that a lot.
Yeah.
That'll be a game people focus on as an upset.
That is true. That's a real possibility because they are kind of an unknown. Hey, but game day is here tomorrow, by the way. Hey, Tyler, call Jay Billis and get him on.
Okay, got it. I'll check my Rolodex.
How about do something? How about hey? Is Tony Desiri going to give us an update on what happened a month ago again? No, or what's happening there?
That's ugly, John. Tyler's filling in for the day. He didn't know the deal.
Yeah,
Tyler,
can we get another update on 2008, some kind of summer update in 2008?
People have John, I don't know if you know this, but we were dealing with something before the show started. So.
What? I don't see us dealing with anything.
I said before the show started.
Come on.
Calls were
John's
being made.
In his own world. He doesn't notice anything going on around
no,
him.
No, I was here. I was sitting here watching Dell. he was heavy breathing on us over here.
It was anxiety driven. Calls were being made. We're trying to figure out if the show was going to start on time. Luckily, it did. Tyler was involved in that. So that's the reason why we heard Tony Desiri give us an update from yesterday. Calm down, Mark. Okay.
Okay.
It didn't hurt you that you heard Tony Desiri talk about what happened yesterday. It's okay. We've got the situation fixed.
Whose job is it to play these
updates? Relax, Mark.
You just played yesterday's recording. Okay.
Relax.
I got a text from Ian, too. And he says, why are your Tony DeSerio sports updates always like 3 days old? I said, duh, who doesn't? Tony DeSerio just said the Astros signed Carlos Lee. True? No. That happened.
No, okay. Actually.
That was back in the day.
Actually, no, that did happen.
That did happen, he's but now, not yesterday.
No, yesterday. He's now an ambassador for the organization.
No, that would not ever happen. That dude was in the locker room during games watching his horses. He's got a ranch, and he was so into his horses on his ranch that during games he would go in the locker room and check. I don't know what he was checking on the internet. Well, I don't know what. Maybe he had cameras at his ranch or whatever. But he did not give a rat's ass about the Astros. He got his $100 million. He hit some home runs and knocked in some guys, and then took off to his ranch. I have a feeling. Okay, under over on Carlos Lee's weight right now.
I think he appeared to be a man who only put on weight for baseball, like an offensive lineman.
Oh, I don't think
like
so.
Like an offensive lineman.
I don't think so.
I think he has dramatically slimmed down.
Do you think he's like 180 right now?
He put on weight to play
that
baseball.
That dude is 290 if he's a pound.
So you're saying he looks like Josh Reddick right now?
Maybe not Josh Reddick. I just think he's a man who knew weight was going to be important for his game in baseball. Okay. And now that he doesn't play baseball anymore, he's dropped the weight.
He's like Mark
Schler.
Is he wearing a Superman Speedo like Josh Reddick? Like
Colby Rasmus. He's one of those guys. Yeah. I don't see him as shirtless. I think he's a lean 215.
215?
215. The man's got to ride horses. He can't be 290.
Stop 215.
That does Carlos Lee have an Instagram page? We got to find out what that guy looks like.
That's his left thigh.
I think you're underestimating Carlos's dedication to fitness.
Tony DeSerio just said Miguel Tejada is older than what he says. What? Oh, he is. He is a lot older than what he says.
You were taking your shots at El Caballo. There's a story from the Astros that Tony DeSerio wrote in 2017. that he's going to talk about in our next update on the Houston on MLB.com/Astros about El Caballo built legacy worthy of praise.
Hmm. Did he?
Yes.
Did he?
By Joe Posnanski.
Steve Cootie Booty is here.
That's
or
not
whatever his
name.
Is. It kind of is. It kind of is. We'll talk to Steve Savannah Banana or whatever his name is coming up here soon. Plus we've got Domino Talk coming your way. If you're a Domino player, this is the place to be right here at Prime Social tomorrow for the big tournament. Right now, though, we got to take a break, top of the hour here. Should we send Lance hand pictures?
I don't know. He's got a history with hands, saying stuff about hands.
Right.
I don't know if we want to bring that back
up.
Yeah,
I think we ought to send him hand pictures.
I know
today.
He liked to call Ricky Williams tiny hands, and he had.
Right.
Do we
want
to
send him little hands?
Do we want to just send?
Okay,
him,
somebody sent Jason Pierre.
No
Paul's
one wants to
hand.
See that man.
Nobody.
And by the way,
the
gimmick is you don't send them to us. You just send them directly
send them
to Lance. You don't mention
no,
us at all.
No, I kind of want to see.
You
want to see all
tiny
the hands.
Hands.
I want to see all the hands.
All right.
So at me and Lance and not – well, you don't want to be added.
If we're going to at people, might as well
okay.
send them
at Delvey, too, as well. So let's go. 713-780-3776.
What about feet? Pretty feet.
Pretty feet. No, we got – we're measuring hands,
okay.
Not feet.
Okay.
Don't you know anything about the combine? All right. We got to measure hands.
Then I get my buddy nowadays, Hollywood. I was like that now. I'ma show you mother that act now.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.